Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, sun. Good morning, door. Good morning, wall. Good morning, floor. I want to say good morning, more. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hi. Good morning, Mike.
And Carla.
What's so good about it?
Today is National Peanut Butter Lovers Day.
Peanut butter?
Oh, yeah. I love peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Like,
oh, that is sticky and delicious.
I love it.
Some people like chunky peanut butter.
Chunky.
Some like smooth.
It is National Peanut Butter Lovers Day.
Buckle up. Spread it on. It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2068. It is 6:07 Monday morning. Not only kicking off a brand new work week, but a brand new month of March.
Yes, it is. I can't believe that.
Is March the one that comes in like a lion?
Yeah, is that it? In like a lion and out like a lamb, or in like a lamb? No, in like a lion.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Tiger. I'm kidding.
Tiger's blood.
Yes, I don't know. Yeah, Charlie Sheen.
10 years ago. It was 10 years ago that Charlie Sheen.
I'm glad you're marking your calendar.
Freaked out. I don't know why that pops up in my head out of all the useless information I have. But yeah, it's a brand new month, brand new week, and we're looking forward to it.
Yes, it is.
Everybody had a good weekend?
Yeah, nice weekend. Yeah, nothing too exciting, which is nice, actually.
VGK picked up a win. They're still in first place. Tonight, of course, they kick off a two-game series against Minnesota tonight and Wednesday night over at the T-Mobile Arena. Carla, this will be the first time fans will be allowed. 2,500 lucky fans grabbed up tickets.
Yes, they did.
And they'll be able to raise the roof.
Yeah, good for them. Good for them. I know Morty's debating.
Yeah, I'm going. supposed to go tonight, but
okay.
We'll see what happens.
All right.
Okay.
Well, they dropped the puck at 7 o'clock, so go Knights, go.
Cool.
Plenty of sunshine today with the highs in the low 60s. Then tomorrow and on Wednesday, low to mid 70s. They say going to be a nice week, and next weekend, sunshine, mid to upper 70s. So we're looking forward to that. 36 now. Let's do it. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the main reason we use social media, they say, is the same as the reason why animals do tricks for food. Now, they've actually researched this. For animals, of course, the reward is, yay, they love me and they gave me food. On social media, food is your likes. Researchers found out when you get so addicted to seeing your posts get likes that you keep posting more and more, trying to keep the likes coming. And which, you know, Squish does with food. He likes me.
Mm-hmm.
So great.
Does he do any tricks?
I sat. Yeah. Look at me sit. Oh.
I recently taught him how to bark.
Yeah. I know he's not a barker.
He's not a barker?
No.
I know. That's interesting.
How did you do that?
I just kept yelling bark at him with the french fry.
And there's Squish going, I don't know what that means.
And then when he finally did it, I gave him a french fry.
There.
You didn't imitate a bark?
Nope. It was four months.
There's some dogs that just aren't barkers. Yeah, they're just not barkers. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I know.
Just imagine your neighbors. What?
I know.
Who's he talking?
I know.
Bark!
I know.
Bark!
Well, see? And just that. What's the cutest dog breed? This is so interesting. A study used the golden ratio of how symmetrical different breeds are.
Mm-hmm.
Dalmatians are number one. Why? I don't know.
Huh.
But overall, listen to this. Cats are actually cuter than dogs.
No.
People said overall. Yeah, overall people voted. These are just animal lovers. Cats are cuter than dogs. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're all thinking about kittens and puppies. I don't know, but okay. And listen, here, kids, this will be fun for you. A genealogy site, MyHeritage, it's called. They're offering a new service where they will animate photos of your dead relatives. So if you would like to do that, yeah, they use deep fake technology and they can animate your dead relatives. And if you want to try it, you can try it. And it's freaky.
Wow.
MyHeritage.com. Check it out. If you want to bring, you know, Uncle Hector back to life or something, go ahead and do it and make sure you're sitting down because it's weird. Few things you should know, brought to you by Decena. Get your free COVID test at freecovidtest.me.
Couple of music notes for you, Carla. This song right here, and I think this is a big deal. Journey's Don't Stop Believin'.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hit a billion streams on Spotify.
Right.
A billion.
Yeah.
Now, I know we throw that number around a lot every once in a while, but that's amazing.
Deal. That was what we do a couple weeks ago on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It was, Four Non Blondes, a billion views.
And considering how old that song, or when it first came out, as well as this song right here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
To give you an idea of the staying power that those songs have.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
That's amazing. Oh, and then a mashup. We got a mashup for you. This is Van Halen. This is Van Halen with Stevie Wonder. Van Halen's Unchained and Stevie Wonder's Uptight. Check this out. Trying too hard, I think.
I like the Stevie part better, actually. Because right. David Lee Roth opens his mouth, and I like Stevie better.
Okay, so there's Van Halen.
Interesting.
With Stevie Wonder, Unchained and Uptight. Again, I think they're trying too hard, but right. It is what it is, I guess. All right. Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. Kids going back to school today.
Yeah. The little ones.
K through third grade.
Yeah.
I know our grandson, Ethan, is just stoked to get out of the house and do school.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's looking forward to it.
Yeah. On the other hand, teachers a little, no. Yeah.
We'll see how it goes and talk more about this tomorrow after the first, or maybe give it a couple of days, see how it pans out.
Right.
All right. John Schaefer with news here in just a couple of minutes. Carla, we haven't had a good wisdom tooth.
Oh, my gosh.
medicated video audio. So this girl...
I like this, because it's a little different.
Instead of having that man...
are you George Clooney? No, it's not that.
Listen to this.
I came over here to tell you that I love you.
But I did not do drugs.
I know you didn't.
I've done drugs before.
I know.
But not now.
Not now.
Oh, no.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, are you bringing me to rehab?
No.
I didn't do drugs.
No, I know you didn't.
I didn't do anything.
No, you didn't do anything.
Okay.
No, it's okay.
Do you think she knows that I did drugs?
No.
Okay. Did I play it off?
Yeah, you did good.
I didn't do drugs. Are you bringing me to rehab?
I have done drugs.
I've done them, but...
Not doing them now. That's why you can't have a parent do that. You got to have a friend bring you.
And I don't know if she's saying that she has or if she's talking about the drugs she's on now or I don't know. But
we have no clue what she's talking about. Here it is. Hold on.
I came over here to tell you that I love you.
But I did not do drugs.
Oh, I know.
Oh, what?
I've done drugs before.
I know.
But not now.
Not now.
Oh, no.
Not now. Before.
Yes, that's true. Not now.
What I really want to see or hear is after they basically sober up or the drugs wear off, them watching it.
Here, I want to show you something. Yeah.
Yeah. What drugs were you doing?
Yeah.
Or have you done before?
What?
See, I was just joking.
I was on drugs. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Too funny. But there you go. It's been a while.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Wild. Good morning. Can I take your order?
The greatest hits of all time.
Order?
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
You know, Carla, we are so looking forward to the 7th annual Purple Stride Run Walk event. And pancreatic cancer happening Saturday, March 20th. And we invite you to stride your own way. So this is where you create your own team.
Right.
With your family, friends, your neighborhood. Or if you want to join the Mike and Carla Morning Show team,
please.
You can do that. And all the information already up on the KKLZ website, or tap the free KKLZ app by texting the word, or text the word purple to 702-739-9636. All the information is right there. But we're doing it again. It's in March. You and I are hosting this year.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
And we're looking forward to it. So with everything is as it is, you can do your own thing. But to raise money to battle pancreatic cancer is the bottom line.
Absolutely.
So do what you can. And again, if you want more information, right now, text the word purple to 702-739-9636. Become a part of our team, or better yet, make your own team, you know,
yes,
with your family.
Yes, definitely. Do
like
it.
So,
do it at your park, in your neighborhood, whatever.
Looking forward to it. Plenty of sunshine today with the highs in the low 60s. High in the low 70s. Six more weeks of this stuff?
Yeah,
what's the first day of spring, right?
No.
Tomorrow and Wednesday, high in the low to mid 70s. It's going to be nice. 36 now. Carla, go ahead. Do you return Tupperware or not?
Yeah, I give a lot of Tupperware out, you know, containers. Mm-hmm. And I never get them back.
So how do you, when you say you give Tupperware?
Well, I mean, I put stuff in it that I make. I give it to someone, you know.
Okay.
And then I don't get it back. I brought Wendy last week. She gave me brought me a piece of cake, whatever, 2 weeks ago. And I washed out the container and brought it back to her. And she was like, oh, you didn't know that's why I gave you that one. You can just throw it out. I said, well, no, it's a perfectly good container.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, what's the rule then?
So
what
you're
is the
thinking
rule? A friend
there's...
of mine said, when you do that, they know they can keep it.
Yeah.
Because it's Tupperware, it's plastic. You gave it to them.
Right.
Because they can keep it. I said, no, I did not, though. I didn't. And do I have to be the person who says, here you go, can you give me that back when you're done, just wash it out if you
And then
could.
When
I'd
you say that, are you going to be, are people going to,
oh
well
God.
Then why?
Seriously, Carla? Jeez.
It's a piece of plastic crap.
Yeah. Yes.
Why didn't you just put it in tinfoil?
Yes, maybe I should have put the pudding in tinfoil or the pasta in tinfoil. But I thought, how nice, you can reheat it. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
But no, I'm serious. I swear to God, I buy plastic containers like every month.
So you want to know if there's an unspoken rule.
Yeah, am I missing something? Maybe I'm missing
After
something,
all
people.
This, all these years of give.
Yes, and I don't get it back. I just don't get it back. And I'm afraid we're going to have a bunch of Tupperware up at the front desk or something. Am I just being goofy? I don't know. Is there, Morty, what is that like? Is there an unspoken rule?
I give it based on the fact that I know I'm not going to get it back.
Oh,
like,
see?
I did the same thing with Wendy. I gave her some of my sauce in
the
container.
Right,
not expecting. And one day I came back and it was on my desk. I'm like, you don't need to bring it back. That's why I do it.
Yeah, because our moms raised us right. Yeah. That's why. Yes.
Well, see, now it seems odd to me that you would give her some Tupperware and she would rinse it out and give it back to you, yet you gave her some, or she gave you some Tupperware.
And I gave it back to her as well.
And she said you didn't have to.
Well, but that's the difference. I still did it. This was a container that was just like probably from some frozen meal or something that, you know, you can wash out and use again. And she gave it to me. And she said, no, that's why I gave you that one. I said, well, no, it's a really good container, great lid and everything.
Okay.
So, yeah.
During the holidays, they always do those Black Friday Tupperware sales.
Right.
And it's like $5 for a 27-piece set.
Well,
I'll buy six of them.
Yeah.
And I'll just store that. And if someone comes over and I said, you got to take leftovers home, I'll clean those out and I'll put it in that, expecting not to get it back.
You've ruined it for me now. Nobody's going to give me. What's the rule? 702-739-9636. 3636. Help me.
It's the first day of March. We need answers. All right? So we can move on. It's Billy Idol, White Wedding.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, we did it. We talked about it when nobody else would. The
yes.
big Tupperware issue, John. When you get something like a cake or something, a treat mm-hmm. from somebody else, and they give it to you in Tupperware, are you obligated to return the Tupperware? Or do you assume that, well, they gave it in Tupperware, so they must not want it back?
No, I think they want it back.
Yes.
Well, that John, seems to be the big yes. dilemma with Carla.
Yes, and it hit me when I reached down to get a container to put something in for someone. All gone. I had 20 of them a year ago, but
nothing.
Not now.
Because
no.
you're a giver.
I am a giver. I'm not a taker,
all right.
Mike.
Text in or call in 702-739-9636. Mike from Iowa is on the phone.
Hello, Mike from Iowa. Is it different in Iowa, Mike?
Oh, no. My wife solved the dilemma, though.
Okay.
She was having the same dilemma. What she does is if she buys the disposable $1.
The cheap stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If she doesn't expect it back, you know, a dollar lost here. But
right.
if it's good stuff, mm-hmm. she wants it back.
I get that. So technically, I've probably lost about $150 on those stupid containers.
Mike, have a great day. Are you living in Iowa now?
No, I'm in Las Vegas now.
Okay.
I haven't lived in Iowa since 89, thank God.
Yeah, thank God. I haven't lived in Iowa. All right. People texting in.
It's not heaven. It's
no.
Iowa.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Iowa.
Exactly. Now, listen, Morty. Somebody wrote in and said, in Hawaii, when someone gives us plastic bows with the food, we return it with food in it, never empty.
Oh.
Plus, if it's real Tupperware, yes, give it back. It's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the truth. The real deal
and
is
And you
expensive.
Should know that already.
Yes.
Wait,
okay. Yeah.
Bowl, like bowl or bows like a
bow.
Present?
Like
bow.
A gift.
Bow. Yes, yes, yeah.
They do that in Hawaii, Morty, where you're
know.
From.
I don't know. I know. Okay, so I know.
Usually if it's a bowl,
he says,
a bowl.
He may have goofed on the way yeah. he wrote it, too. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm like, usually if there's a bow on it, it's considered
even a gift. Maybe he meant bowl, but yes,
yes,
he wrote bow. Bow. Even more so, then give it back. Now, somebody also addressing Morty. Patty said, really? All this coming from the guy who bought 100 rolls of toilet paper?
Well, I don't want... If I give toilet paper to somebody, I don't want them to give it back.
Yes. So,
not even if it has a bow on it?
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe that should be the question. Things that you give back
yes.
and things that you don't.
And fine. Just fine.
Okay.
Oh, somebody else said, this is so funny. This is Linda. My husband makes fun of me. But I save the really nice to-go containers from restaurants when we order out. I use them for the care packages to give away.
Right.
Hmm. And then the good ones I can keep. So,
like
yeah.
if I brought you something,
yes.
Carla or Morty or John,
yes.
and it's in a cottage cheese container,
I would, yeah.
Feel free, keep it.
Right. Okay. I would ask if you want it back, though. I would definitely ask
you would?
If you want it back.
No.
Because Italians, that's a big deal. We save containers because we're always giving food away. So,
well, of course you are.
Any of my Italians.
Why would I think otherwise?
Us being Italian. And
yes.
I know there are Italians listening saying, yeah, we do. You got butter containers. You got the cottage cheese. You got all that stuff. We use that. That's the giveaway container.
Yeah. I can tell you this. If you guys give me something in a regular Tupperware container, I'm not giving it back.
Yeah,
okay.
Because that's the expensive one. I'll give you the crap.
Let's make a note of that, okay? Good to know, Morty. Good
yeah.
to know.
Ziploc bags from
now
on.
Morty, this is what they did in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
That never happened to me.
And he just meant bowls. He said, I'm sorry, I meant
okay.
bowls.
Yes, the bowl you should give back because
yes.
it's a bowl, not
yes.
a Tupperware container.
There you go. Somebody from Guam said the same thing. In Guam, we return it
you
with
hear,
food in it.
Yeah. You hear Mercedes talking about this kind of
no,
stuff?
No, this deep stuff? This
no.
hard hitting? No.
Okay.
Vaccine.
Who needs it?
A couple of more people texting in about the Tupperware issue. We can put it to bed.
Oh, my goodness. A lot of people, of course, saying, listen, if it's real Tupperware, that is one thing.
Okay.
Needs to be returned. Now, Jenny said, good morning. Happy Monday. So, Carla, I made baked ziti for my neighbor. This is proving my point.
Oh.
My neighbor.
About
landlord.
The Italian thing.
Yes.
Okay.
In one of those foil lasagna pans. He's Italian, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He ate the ziti, washed out the foil pan, brought it back and said, do you save these? I said, no. He said, well, you can fill it up then and return it to me again if you want to. Washed out the foil pan and brought it back.
Which is about the cheapest thing you can buy to put food in.
It is. Maybe it's a nationality thing.
Maybe.
The containers.
Okay. All right. DJ, what's up?
I only have one set of Tupperware that comes in like a set of 24.
Oh.
So if I keep giving things to people and they don't give my Tupperware back, then eventually I run out and I don't have a set. And then I do have some elderly neighbors. I like to make cookies. I do take them some things in Tupperware.
Okay.
And they always give it back.
Because anybody over 40 knows that it's proper to wash it out.
Maybe it's
give
a generational
it back.
Thing.
Maybe it is.
That's how our mother was too when she used to give the neighbor something or the neighbors. You always washed the Tupperware and gave it back because it was polite.
You know who knows a lot about Tupperware is Channel 8's Nate Tannenbaum.
Yes, he did. He sold
Tupperware.
Really?
You would have a Tupperware party. They would have those.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Dorothy in our neighborhood.
I'm sure he always told them, you know, be polite and give it back after somebody's nice enough to give you something.
That should be a rule at the party. They should
agree,
tell you.
100%.
All right, DJ.
All right, have a good day, guys. I love listening to you. Make me laugh every day.
And I love how it's all guys calling me.
Yeah, I know.
About Tupperware.
Guys.
All right. Billy Joel.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
We always say anytime you want to dial us up or text 702-739-9636. Scott's on the phone.
Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all have a good morning, but I just want to tell you
what?
That y'all play some great quotable music.
Good. Thank you, Scott. We appreciate it.
Okay. Y'all have a good day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Hope he's going to be okay.
All right.
Some great quotable music.
Well, all right. Thank you again, Scott. Wow.
Hits of the 80s and more.
We like
and
those.
Great quotable music.
Yes. Yes.
It's going to be a great day, Scott. Take care of yourself. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 60s. High in the low 70s tomorrow and Wednesday. I think Thursday we go back into the 60s, but they say for next weekend, mid to upper 70s.
Fine by me.
Plenty of sunshine and no wind. Go Knights, go. If you're one of those people that put out the money for the tickets tonight. First time the Knights will have fans in the stands at the T-Mobile Arena.
Man.
Taking on Minnesota tonight and then, what is it, Wednesday night, Morty?
Yep.
This is the team that's right behind us in the standings.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be good. It'll be, you know, I'm sure people are going to be excited just to be there, even the few people who are going to be there.
I think so.
You know?
So that's tonight. And on Wednesday night, same thing, 2,500 fans.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Go Knights, go. All right, let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Lady Gaga got her dogs back. Mm. A woman turned them into the police on Friday. Now, they say she wasn't involved or associated with the attack. So if all this is true, she will get $500,000. In reward money. The thieves are still on the loose. The dogs were found tied to a pole in an alley miles away from where they were abducted. This all sounds fishy to me. Very fishy.
We were talking about this
off
air.
Not with Lady Gaga, just that, you know, whose dogs you gonna steal? Let's set it up, you know?
And then all of a sudden you find them hooked to a pole.
Yes.
Is Danny Trejo still looking for the people that...
I hope he's there when she goes to hand the check over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope so. Because this is fishy. There's something fishy.
You think she's connected in some way, shape, or form?
Lady Gaga? No.
No, no.
Oh, the woman? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I don't know if she knows, you know, what happened or knew that that was going to happen going in. But
she's getting a cut of it.
But I think something is going to be fishy here. It's going to be Gorilla Glue all over again. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
All I'm saying. ACM nominations announced. If you are interested, Maren Morris, Chris Stapleton, they lead the pack with 6 apiece. I like them both. Those are the two I kind of like, actually.
Now, those are the award shows, the awards that were here in Vegas, but they moved them to Nashville.
Yes, okay. That's right. A list of bad movie casting decisions came out, and it includes, Mike, I think you and I would agree, Sofia Coppola in The Godfather Part 3. Terrible.
She's awesome.
Oh, she was awful in that. Just awful.
We conceded Godfather, already that
yes.
a long time ago that Godfather 3 didn't have to be
terrible.
Made.
Terrible. Tom Cruise in Interview with a Vampire. That was weird casting. I remember seeing it when it came out.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves in Bram Stoker's Dracula. Yeah, I would have to agree with that. Sorry.
Doesn't matter to Morty. Doesn't matter.
I know. I just, no, not, listen, I like Keanu Reeves, but come on, he played a doctor in a movie, too. I mean, really, come on.
He was acting.
Oh, my gosh. Tom and Jerry did pretty well over the weekend. Of course, we gave away that digital viewing. Made almost $14 million in theaters over the weekend. That's a big deal considering this past year.
Yeah.
So that is the second best opening since this pandemic started. So that's pretty good. Maya Rudolph will return to SNL on March 27th. She will be the host. Love her. I think it'll be great. I love when the cast members come back.
Mm-hmm.
And the CEO of Live Nation says music festivals may return soon. So apparently a lot of people missing, peeing in a porta potty. So that should be great. Bring it on!
Yes!
Coachella! No, we're just waiting in line to go pee. We're good.
Hot dogs and soft drinks are over there.
Yes, exactly.
He used one word to keep himself safe. May.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
All right.
That is my take for now. You miss anything on this show, it's so simple to get caught up. 96.3KKLZ.com.
Celebrity waitress. This waitress in Hollywood who has put out on video her celebrity ratings.
Yes.
These famous people that she has waited on, good, bad, or indifferent. Here's the first round.
Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes casually strolled up one night, and they had their kids, and they were so gorgeous and so polite. 11 out of 10. Judd Apatow and Leslie Mann, who I wanted to like so much, but they were so rude, and maybe they were just having a bad day. So 1 out of 10. Lady Gaga, queen of my heart. She remembered everybody's names. She always looked flawless. She's extremely nice. She's a goddess. 5 million out of 10. Anna Faris is the kindest, most wonderful person alive. I wish she was my best friend. 20 out of 10.
All right, so 1 out of 10.
20 out of 10 on Anna Faris.
Yes. And Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I
know. Are you surprised?
No. Actually, I've heard really good things about her. People have had nice encounters with her.
Okay. And you had mentioned Keanu Reeves in the entertainment news.
Uh-oh.
Morty, listen up. He came in. Here's what she had to say about Keanu.
Keanu Reeves. He came in for a lunch with industry stiffs, orders a dozen oysters to himself. He was so humble, paid for the whole bill, tipped super well. Red pill out of 10, 100% would die for Keanu Reeves.
Would die.
Red pill out of 10. I like that.
I know, right?
Would die for Keanu Reeves.
I would.
I know.
Morty's man
Morty
crush.
Would too. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I know probably not recently as much with everything going on, but a lot of servers, Angie included, food servers have waited on celebrities here in Vegas.
Yeah.
If you were in that or are in that industry, best and worst.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it?
Yeah. And when it comes to, you're right, with servers, dealers, things like that, you guys have dealt with them. That's for sure in many ways.
So like her on a scale from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Best and worst.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? 702-739-9636.
Keanu Reeves, he came in for a lunch with industry stiffs, orders a dozen oysters to himself. He was so humble, paid for the whole bill, tipped super well, red pill out of 10, 100% would die for Keanu Reeves.
With a bunch of studio stiffs.
It's my boy Keanu.
Yeah, right. Probably in Levi's t-shirt and a hat.
Yes.
All right, so best and worst, if you waited on celebrities, who were they?
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Keanu Reeves, he came in for a lunch with industry stiffs, orders a dozen oysters to himself. He was so humble, paid for the whole bill, tipped super well, red pill out of 10, 100% would die for Keanu Reeves.
So that's a celebrity waitress who has gone wild.
Yeah.
Viral.
Yes.
Talking about her celebrity customers.
Yeah.
She works in Hollywood.
She rates them. She's actually very nice, even when she's not.
Yeah.
You know? That's good.
So we're asking for those people in the industry, because in Las Vegas, boy, mm-hmm. celebrities come through even if you don't know they're here or not.
Right.
So we wanted to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, best and worst. JJ, what about you?
So I was a server at Outback Steakhouse in the airport a while ago, and I served Danny Glover. Really nice guy.
Oh.
Really just kind gentleman. He was with his son. They're both extremely tall guys. Both very just gentleman-like and tipped me very well at the very end, and nothing but class from Danny Glover.
I love it.
I like to hear that.
What about the worst?
Ooh, you might not like this one, but the worst celebrity I ever had to take care of, he's not known necessarily by everyone, but he's one of the Shark Tank hosts, and he's the technology name. I think his name is David.
Okay.
But he was just so apathetic. Like, he treated me like I was a robot. Like, I just was not even a human being. He barely made eye contact with me.
Wow.
He was just so business and so just unattentive, and
yeah.
I was trying my hardest to, you know, still be attentive to his needs, but he was talking with his little group, and he was so with me.
And JJ's
just, wow,
like,
okay.
You're not even a real celebrity. You're a shark guy, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was talking about his Ferraris and his cars. Like,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
You know what? I'm going to go over here and hang out with Danny Glover. So,
You know what? That's not a name you hear a lot about.
No.
Just being out and about.
No, not at all.
That.
No.
Danny Glover.
Interesting. And I want to read this. I don't want to mention names. I don't want to get anybody, you know, in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody's nephew works at a very big, well-known place on this strip, Nobu. And
God bless you.
Thank you, John. Tom Cruise came in.
What?
A group of people. Yeah, they made him a special table that he wouldn't be bothered. A lot of times places will do that. They comped his meal, took care of everybody's meal, over $2,500, and he just walked out the door and left nothing for the servers.
Zero is the tip on zero when your bill is zero.
Yeah, didn't cost us anything. What's 10% at zero?
Uh-huh. Or
20%. 25, but there's nothing on there.
I wonder if that's just a miscommunication. Like, he thought his people were going to take care of it.
And that could be. That could very well be.
You don't know.
No, you don't. I got to be honest. Somebody tell me something good about Tom Cruise. I've never heard anything good about
him. Tomorrow on the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Something good about Tom Cruise.
All right. More people texting in. Got a couple of people on the phone that we'll get to. A couple of more people texting in about celebrities that they've waited on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, best and worst.
Yes.
So go ahead.
I'm having some technical difficulties. This is interesting, Mike, and I think you've probably heard this before. One of our listeners, again, no names. I was a cocktail waitress. The worst, Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods.
Oh.
Never tipped. Never.
Really?
They were awful. Maybe a buck or so here and there. Nicest, Dennis Rodman, Charles Barkley. They took care of their people really well. Took care of the servers really well.
I was down in Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
Jody and I went down there and met up with some friends. Charles Barkley walked in, and the server said, yeah, he comes in about this time. Same day, same time. And she said, you know, if you feel like it, go up to him, say hi. I said, I'm not going to bother him and stuff. But other people were going up to him. He was very nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would imagine.
Very nice. My nephew met him in a bar. Just sitting next to him.
Okay.
Not planned or anything else.
Okay.
Started talking. Great guy. Bought him a drink.
That's
all right,
nice.
I got to go.
Cool.
See you later.
That's cool.
You knucklehead.
Somebody else mentioned Drew Carey. Drew Carey snuck into where I was working. It was a pool at the time. Didn't even know who he was. And pretty much drank water the whole time. There were a few of them. They all had a few drinks, not much. Left me about a $300 tip for a few waters and a couple of drinks, and asked to please not say anything about who he was.
Right.
So, okay.
You worked with Drew Carey.
I have. Yeah, many years ago.
He's a good guy.
Oh, he's a very good guy. Yes, he is. Very, yeah. Very good guy. But yeah, you know, he went through, when he looks a little different now.
Looks a lot different.
Yeah, yeah. And it's hard to, I think sometimes now it's like, is that?
Yeah. It looks like he's wearing like safety goggles or something
now. Yeah, he got the big glasses.
He went the way of the caveman too.
Yeah, I know he did. I think those he wears specifically because of the pandemic.
On the Price is Right.
Yeah.
All right, Steve's on the phone. Steve, what's your story?
Best, I was a limo driver / bodyguard for Vanna White was the best. The worst was Richard Simmons. All he did was brag about his boots.
You know, I had the pleasure of meeting Vanna White, and she's just the sweetest.
Yeah, she's a doll.
Sweetest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, have a good day, buddy.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, I would think we've all thought about this at one time or another, but a guy in Pennsylvania reported his car stolen a few weeks ago, but the cops found it and found in a search in his phone, quote, how to set your car on fire and make it look like an accident.
Oh, okay.
So.
I never looked that up, but okay. Okay, Mike.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah. Listen, we've all looked this up, right? Am I right?
Am I right?
Okay.
In a bar in South Chicago we used to hang out in, my friend says, man, I just wish somebody would rip off my car, destroy it, so I could get the insurance money. Yeah. And two stools down, a guy leans back.
I'm sure.
What color is it? I said, dude, you got to be careful what you say. Police in the UK made a big bust at a crack house when the lines of customers outside got so long they, they drew attention.
Good price, I guess, huh? Sale day? What?
Yeah. What's
it? Two for Tuesday? Senior day at the crack house? Jeez. Wow. Okay.
Wow. So you got to be careful.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well,
I'm just in
right.
line for concert tickets.
To I each thought his own, yes.
The
yes.
Wembley Stadium thing.
Yeah. Now it's the vaccine line.
Yeah, right.
Back off.
Come on. Get your story straight.
How old are you? Come on. Jeez. Well, listen to this. A porch pirate dressed as an extraterrestrial.
They'll never notice me.
No, stole a bunch of Amazon packages from a resident.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and of course, the Ring doorbell camera caught the alien taking the packages. Now, the police posted a picture on Facebook.
In the alien costume.
In hopes, yes, that somebody will recognize. Really, you know, the cops were just like, do we really... Do we have to post?
All I'm right. just here to steal your package.
I don't know. I saw a picture of ET hanging at the post office. It was so weird.
Have you seen this alien?
Oh, and Mike and Morty, you will be mortified at this. Oh. The big baloney heist. New Mexico. Police, they had to bust a man. He was trying to smuggle, 277 pounds of baloney into the U.S.
Yes. That is a lot of baloney. A
lot of baloney. Full of baloney
the
right there.
The baloney heist of 2021.
Yes. He had 30 rolls hidden under his car mats. Now, this, and they say, I'm not joking, it was a good bologna. I don't know what that is, but it was a good bologna. The kind you have to slice, real.
Oh, like at the deli or something.
Yeah. Now, apparently it's not that big a deal. He was given a $1,000 ticket. They confiscated his bologna.
Oh.
But that sounded weird.
No, it didn't.
Second time in a month that this has happened. Yeah. So there's a whole illegal baloney operation going on, apparently. So,
big baloney syndicate.
Yes, be on the lookout. We're going to be guarding what?
Oh, my goodness.
The baloney. What?
Morty just saw the size of his baloney.
Yeah.
Well, aside from that.
A lot of baloney.
Why baloney is illegal to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's it's if anything containing pork products, it's prohibited. Yeah, it can. Yeah, you can't just bring that in. We have to manufacture that here. So that's
See, good to know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, if you're gonna take bologna across the border,
even Morty learned something today.
Not in this state, you're not. No state to state bologna. You can't cross state lines with bologna. Marijuana, sure, but not bologna. No, you can't take
at least
that
not
across.
The good bologna.
That's right. It is Monday. Your other news
makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. Maybe good and bad, but snowplow in Washington State. Clearing the road. They had a ton of snow there as well. Clearing the road for a guy. It breaks down the snowplow. Now, this guy is pretty sick. He's got to get to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So, rescuers came with a sled, literally a regular old sled.
Oh.
They put him on this and got him to the ambulance that was about a half mile away.
Yeah.
Through the snow. 2 weeks later, he's back home. He's recovering, doing well. Thank God that they got him there. He was suffering from heart problems, and he wound up with COVID. So, and now he's home. He is okay. Put him on a sled.
Yeah.
Get him to the ambulance.
Like one of those sleds probably you'd see at a ski resort.
Yes, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and then,
maybe. No, they said it was like an old-fashioned sled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like the wood kind?
Yes, that we had to steer with our feet.
Yeah.
That one.
Or if you laid
that
belly
one. Yes,
head first.
Your hands. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, really steering. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's turning. No, it's
because
not.
Because you had total control over that.
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
Lean. Just lean.
Yeah, lean. That's a great story.
Isn't
it really
that
is.
Great? Oh, my gosh.
You know, tough times and people pull through
they
somehow.
They sure do.
If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. 941, getting ready to kick off the first of three music marathons. The 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs, order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wow, a lot of things this morning. A couple of mashups. One mashup.
Yes.
From Van Halen and Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, interesting.
Uh-huh. We learned a lot about Tupperware. It's a give and take thing. Morty not only learned about...
for me, apparently.
Yeah, really, you really did. Morty learned about Tupperware and bologna this morning, so we learned you can't just bring bologna over, country lines. Okay. And celebrities, best and worst that you've waited on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we being in this business, I would agree with you. We've talked about this before. Jerry Seinfeld, just the worst.
Yeah.
He's just
real
awful.
Nice guy. Just isn't.
No. The best, on the flip side, for me, because we had heard not good things about this person, it was a toss-up between John Voight and Billy Bob Thornton,
mm-hmm.
which turned out to be, they were great with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know what happened before, but we always had a good time with Billy Bob and have it.
That'd be a tough one for me. I don't know. We've had some good ones. Mm-hmm. Melissa Etheridge was awesome. She was a ton of fun.
But anyways, so thank you for calling in, for texting in. You're a big part of the show. Wendy Rush is in next. She will keep you company throughout the midday. Otherwise, do have a great day. We're back tomorrow. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.